What else, physician?
About the pyramids, fiery forms, a couple things I
Indeed.
haven't heard about yet. Were there any around when you were around?
Only the ideal. They made that which is termed, as it were, indeed the modulator, as I will call it, a form for you to identify. The modulator, as it were, indeed, that helped create the laser light of the Atlanteans was created in that form. It knew how to store the energy of that which is termed the crystals and amplify it a million times. That is a scientific form that worked. But moreover, entity. Once the cells are explored to their most minute universe, they will see that the core or center of the cell is not round entity, but the shape of a one-sided pyramid, because that is what gives the energy or allows a spark of life and holds that which is termed the charge within the cell. The great one, the great, great one, I never saw in this experience.
So who were these people that had the idea to make the pyramids? I mean, it was just the idea to have one. They say an awful lot in a very simple form.
Hermes was that which is termed, as it were, indeed, an Ionian. But he had a mind, as it were, indeed, that was greatly technically advanced. He would be, as a scribe, the architect of that which is termed the fiery form. And Ratabin, as it were, indeed, was also that which is termed an engineer, appropriate word, from Atlantia. And the two, as it were, indeed, distinctively together to build this temple, or these great and magnificent temples, in that part of, as it were, indeed, the land now called Egypt, but the Nile running 20 degrees in an easterly direction than what it is running at the present time. Now, the entities also of a greater and more elaborate brotherhood came from beyond the sun. They were frequent visitors at those times when the stratum was being broken up entity. And they, as it were, indeed helped in that which is termed the assistance with that which is called Hermes and Ratabin. And they, entity, had the power to cut, as it were, indeed, from living rock, that which is termed, as it were, indeed, the slabs, and indeed the birthing stones that created the great foundation, and carried them for hundreds of thousands of miles away and placed them perfectly in the spot where they were to be. And they used 0 degrees temperature, as it were, indeed, in a vacuum to create that which is termed antigravity. So they were light and nimble as that which is termed a feather. So once they were cut precisely, they were easily moved and set into place. The slabs that covered the outside of the interior, there was nothing and is nothing on this plane that is as smooth, that is as level as those surfaces were. And those also were cut, as it were, indeed, from that which is called living rock. Rose, quartz, indeed, purple hues, white, brilliant and gleaming. And there was a magnificent structure that was set forward. Now, those entities, beloved, Hermes had designed a dedication to them to be, as it were, indeed, in the outer perimeter of the greater pyramid. And it did a great and wonderful frieze of that which is termed these wonderful visitors beyond the sun. He dedicated it to them, the gods of the sun. For they are the ones that helped construct this wonderful and magnificent monument. A Christ, they called it. That which is termed the original Egyptians were the Watusim. They were entities of great and polished beauty, near 7 feet tall, with green eyes. They had built the first of these designs, understanding some of that which is termed the Atlantean architecture, but they had made theirs out of that which is termed timber and wood. Those were the very first ones that were made. The lovers of the land created great monuments that would live forever. The first one ever created still stands, indeed, and all of the others became a pattern thereafter, and tunnels to connect them all over the plain.
So these were, the thing I wanted to just put to rest in my mind was these were monuments, or there was a function for people who wanted to undergo like initiations to become more open to unfold. I'm putting this very badly, but
not at all.
You know, there's supposed to be a coffin or a sarcophagus, whatever you want to call it, in the king's chamber. Mm. You
know, their original intent of them was not to be a burial tomb entity.
They were
a communication center that was also very powerful. You could go into what is called the king's chamber at one point entity. They had a great opening at one point where when the sun at a certain point would come through and the shaft, all of it would be filled with light. They could communicate from that one sinner thought to the peoples beyond the sun. It was an amplifier and is still an amplifier entity. And later there was tunnels made before that which is termed the seas were falling greatly. They connected them all together all over the world. They were communication center, temples, where the great and divine priests later would communicate with the gods. That is where the first oracles were formed. And then later to that which is termed the Igor, or that which is termed the glory of the dead or the pharaohs, they would be put to rest in such a place, for they also found that it preserved their bodies, to whom in their last knowledge knew that one day their body would still be intact and that scientists could clone them again and their body would come back to life, in which it will.
Minus the soul.
If the spirit is still around, it can always take up the body once it's been made again. There are records that are still in the Great Pyramid and the one in Turkey and the one that is buried in the sea that are still intact, Master, that talk the language of the people beyond the sun and of that which is termed the messages in order to reach them. It is still self-evident within each of these perimeters. They are the most magnificent structures that have ever been built, ever.
Quiet in a minute here, but there were plugs in the a couple of passageways. You know, there are granite blocks blocking the way. Okay, now were they originally designed with those plugs in there, or what was the purpose of that?
They were originally designed for them, but there are even more plugs.
But I mean, the people are going to use them. They could just move them at will. Was that the idea, or what was?
They moved them entity with light. When the sun was at a certain point and it came through, it flooded to corridors with little beams of light. That which is termed the crystals that are still locked within the entity had the power, just like an automotive engine, to move them at will. It is still in there, using that which is called the method light.
Oh. Well, I think that'll do it. No, that's thank you.
Mm. You are a lover of these things, physician? You should go there.
This sort of caught my fancy for a while, you know, and there are a few questions I just hadn't heard answered yet.
My beloved entity, for eons now, they have mystified everyone who has looked upon them. But they have also brought forth from the soul and memory of greatness with them. When those who look upon them cannot help but wonder at the magnificence of man, then they are not apt to forget his divineness. Now, the peoples beyond the sun are returning. They have been looked for nigh a long time. And they have the technology to raise up that which is termed as it were indeed the old pharaohs. Even your scientists can do it now, for they have learned of the cloning processes. And all they have to do is take one little scrape off of any of them. And they will have the body intact and as beautiful as it once was. So the old Egyptians weren't so dumb after all. They are beautiful peoples, they still are. And many of them are in this audience. Anything else, physician?
No, I think that'll do it for a while.
There is much there indeed for you to contemplate yourself upon.
Thank you.
It has been a pleasure speaking with you, for it is a subject entity I know a great deal about, and also am a lover of.